Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. The budget session of Parliament will begin today. The session will begin with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to a joint sitting of both houses of Parliament. The budget session has set high expectations across various sectors while offering relief to the public. To know public expectations ahead of the budget, Akashvani News Kohima spoke with various individuals from different backgrounds. An entrepreneur shared his thoughts.
Recently, Honorable Prime Minister of India, Sri Narendra Modi, acknowledged a 200% growth in startups of Nagaland. What we need from the budget is a special fund for the Northeast where startups can get access to funding to grow their businesses. As there is less private investment and governments have little to spend, the center can focus on creating a special fund which will help our young startups and entrepreneurs get access to funding so they can grow and scale their businesses and level up with the rest of the country. That is very, very important for the Northeast to grow and to encourage our entrepreneurs.
An old party meeting convened ahead of the budget session of Parliament was held at the Parliament House complex yesterday. During the meeting, the government sought cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Parliament session. Speaking to the media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said there are 16 bills and 19 businesses already listed in the House.
साल का पहला पार्लियामेंट सेशन बहुत सार्थक रहेगी और सारे पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज की ओर से पार्टिसिपेशन कोऑपरेशन और कोऑर्डिनेशन मिलेगा ऐसा उम्मीद है देयर आर टोटल 16 बिल्स लिस्टेड एंड टोटल 19 बिजनेस व्हिच आर ऑलरेडी देयर इन द हाउस दिस बिजनेस विल बी टेकन अप ओनली आफ्टर द प्रोसेस फॉर द बजटिंग इज कंप्लीटली ओवर.
Director Industries and Commerce P. Toguga Sema has highlighted that India Industrial Land Bank, IILB, is a crucial component to foster favorable environment for industrial development in the state. Speaking at a workshop for officers of IILB on Wednesday in Kohima, he said the success of the bank depends on effective implementation of policies and efficient execution on the ground. Deputy Director Mombeni Kate Sarangbe, in her introductory, emphasized on contributing to a more data-driven and innovative approach to industrial development in the state. IILB, developed by Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, is a GIS-enabled centralized platform that serves as a comprehensive repository of information about industrial areas and clusters throughout India. District Tuberculosis Officer and Leprosy Consultant PEG, Dr. Ebenezer Pesau, has called for combating the stigma surrounding leprosy. He was speaking at National Anti-Leprosy Day at Sparsh Leprosy Awareness Camping in PEG yesterday. Dr. Pesau said the occasion serves as a reminder on continued fight against leprosy, a disease that has long carried the weight of stigma and discrimination. Anti-Leprosy Pledge was led by PEG SDO Saratho Katiri. The Deputy Commissioner of Newland has informed that a cash incentive of Rs 5,000 will be awarded for institutional delivery of child under any of the community or primary health centres of Newland District. The DC said all deliveries or birth in CHC Newland or any of the PHC under Newland District are asked to submit doctor's certification reports to the Office of the Deputy Commissioner Newland. Department of School Education has notified all heads of institutions of NBSE that the sample front page cover of answer booklet for HSLC and HSSLC examinations has been uploaded in board's portal nbsenl.edu.in. It has asked schools to download sample and train candidates who will be appearing HSLC, HSSLC examinations 2025 on how to fill up subject, examination date and roll number both in figures and in words and how to darken or shade the numbers corresponding to the roll number in the OMR format correctly. The department has said that students must be cautioned that writing wrong roll number or shading or darkening the wrong number in the OMR will be auto-rejected by the machine. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.